Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, AstraZeneca, the drug maker, has paused global trials of the vaccine for the coronavirus because of a serious adverse reaction in one person, the pharmaceutical company has said. Now, we know that the U.S. officials, I talked with you yesterday, said that it was doubtful that it would come right away.
David, we do know that these trials were set up for a reason. The reason was that you want to make sure that everybody's protected. Look, there are a lot of people who have a negative reaction towards taking vaccines in the first place. Sometimes we call them anti-vaxxers. Often they don't like that. But in fact, this is the reason we have these protocols. This is the reason the government has been so careful to protect these trials, and now we see one person. Now, the fact is, it could be anything with that one person. It could be something was pre-existing, something was going to happen anyway. Nevertheless, that's why this is so important. We do know that Donald Trump sees this whole thing as a key to his re-election, and we do know that he can't be happy about this, that's for sure. And so we have all of the scientists, the medical experts, who are saying we've got to do it this way, and we have Trump saying, forget about it, let's roll it out, let's make it happen. So we have to stick to our guns, and people have to insist, and the Congress has to insist that this be done right.
President Trump on Tuesday went further than ever before in putting the degradation of the rule of law at the center of his reelection campaign, says CNN this morning. Trump called on his supporters in North Carolina to act as poll watchers, to watch out for, quote, thieving and stealing and robbing that he's warning without evidence will taint Election Day. That was in Winston-Salem yesterday, Alan.
Well, that's right, David. There are many people, including this new book by Michael Cohen, his longtime fixer, who knows an awful lot about this, who says that Trump is not going to go easily, and that we may have the constitutional crisis of our lives if this president says, I'm not leaving the White House, it's a rigged election. So he's going to go out of his way to show that there has been rigging, and that's going to mean everybody has to be very careful about who is doing what and who is saying what, because there will be allegations of rigging, and I am sure this is something that the president is going to be watching very carefully, and many of us hope will not be instigating himself.
Also, President Trump, who has exited the Paris Climate Agreement, loosened restrictions on toxic air pollution, rolled back clean water protections, and removed climate change from a list of national security threats, stood Tuesday in front of supporters in Jupiter, Florida, and declared himself a great environmentalist and claimed credit for putting a moratorium on offshore drilling that he originally wanted to open up.
There is nothing that this guy won't do or say to achieve re-election. And the thing that is so crazy about this whole thing is the idea that a man who has been so anti-environment, so anti-climate fixes, is now claiming to be the savior based on this. There is nothing that he won't say. There's no lie he seemingly won't tell. This is part of what this guy does. And the big problem is not him. It's the people who believe in this. It's the people who say, when he says, I'm a great environmentalist, who believe he's a great environmentalist. There is a wonderful song by Johnny Cash. Kid keeps asking to go to see the mountain, and the answer keeps coming back to him. The mountain got taken away by the coal company. So this is a challenge, not for any other reason, but because of all the people who believe that the president is telling the truth.
What do you make of Joe Biden's new ad, which goes after the president and makes a pitch toward older Americans on Social Security? The idea that the president wants to get rid of the payroll tax, which is a significant percent of that Social Security money.
No question. Look, we've always known where he is on this issue, the president. But older Americans have been partial to this president in some cases. We see that in Florida, where a lot of older people live, it's a dead heat right now. It's a dead heat between the two potential presidents. And this is an area that, of course, Biden, as a person who is trying to get elected, should be emphasizing. It's proper, because many people in this country depend on Social Security. And this is one president who has certainly hinted that this is not to his liking. And yet, older people say, well, yeah, I'm going to vote for him.
The U.S. budget deficit now has hit a record $3 trillion. That's from the Congressional Budget Office. Alan, the figure amounts to $1.9 trillion more than the same period last year and more than double the largest year-long deficit on record. The Republicans generally were supposed to be fiscal watchdogs.
Well, if the Democrats had run up this budget, you can believe you would have heard the screaming on Mars. But since it's under this Republican president, not so much. So you're right. The idea that we have put ourselves in debt and that somebody has to pay for this. In other words, when you borrow, you have to pay back. If you borrow on a car, you pay back on the car, you pay interest, and that's what's going to cost you. When you're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, somebody's going to have to pay for that. It may not be you, but it will be your children and their children. That's why this is such an important issue. And it's an important issue whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans that do it.
As I was coming in, Alan, the BBC had a story with a political expert who was talking about the fact that it seems from the early primary voting that the Democrats are more likely to vote by mail and the Republicans will show up at the polls, which he equated to the fact that we may see the early voting in-person results going for Trump on the election until the absentees are counted, which could then show us well for Biden.
Or as we may be thinking, David, if those absentee ballots and if those vote-by-mail ballots are counted and counted properly, that's where there is the potential for mischief. It's not that the president is right with that we shouldn't have it because of fraud. It's that if there's fraud, it's going to be committed in order to change the results of those mail-in ballots. And that is very frightening.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks for discussing the issues of the day.
And David, thanks for asking the usual perceptive and good questions.